Damn!
About time, bozo.
Actually, no, I don't think so.
You got your pre-shot ready or what?
It smells strong. Free to your family and friends. I'm not surprised. I already knew they were rushing into it.
How long it's gonna be until I hang out with Mitz then? Then just mix it in your mouth.
It just tastes burnt.
Burnt? That vodka sucks.
You ruined my life.
Because he won't take money, so we try to just pay him with bottles of tequila. Doesn't sound like a gas station. All right, let's do it.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 74 and another Happy Hour Sundown podcast. A podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner in podcast, that host. We all love to ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
All right, so for those tuning in for the very first time, welcome to Happy Hour. We will be talking about viral TikTok videos, food and drink, current events, Am I the Asshole subreddit, and everything in between. We'll be taking shots along the way. So if you don't have anything to drink, go ahead and pause this and go grab something and then join us for this opening shot.
Round one.
Dude, it's such a struggle working outdoors. I'm like, hot damn, it's cold. Especially when it rains. Sucks so bad.
Our building has AC.
Wait, they turn the AC on even when it's cold? Why wouldn't they turn the heater on?
Because we have to make sure there's no bacteria. So, you know, cold kills it.
Are you layered up inside?
No, we just wear regular clothes. So if you're not wearing warm clothes that day, you're just cold.
Then why don't you wear warm clothes?
I wear a sweater and pants.
Does that work?
No, I'm still cold.
All right.
And I'm not even, it sucks for the people that's above the AC. There's one.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
I know they're freezing. Hell?
Did all the links work?
Yes.
This one's not working. Wait, how come it's not even putting the entire... Son of a bitch.
What are you doing?
What is this? It won't let me... Look, this one. It's not working.
I don't think I read the... Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, here we go. All right, so speaking of the cold, during the cold winter nights, I'll usually have like a thicker blanket, and I feel like I sleep a lot better than I do on a regular night just because I'm extra warm, so I'm able to sleep more soundly through the night. Is it the same for you?
Yeah, but then I can't wake up in the morning.
What do you mean? Don't you set an alarm?
I know, but it gets too warm.
Makes and then, no like, sense.
I stick my head out and I feel the cold breeze, and then I go back under my blanket.
There's something about having your face cold, but the rest of your body's warm. It kind of like, it's somewhat satisfying in a way. I don't know why.
It's comfortable.
I know what's out there waiting for me, but in this blanket, I can just stay here forever.
It blocks everything.
So speaking of sleep, a lot of people in Hong Kong are having a lot of trouble finding the time to get some rest. So they have come out with this thing called a sleeping bus tour. It's pretty much a bus that just drives around for about 5 hours, allowing people to sleep. So it's a 47-mile, five-hour ride, double-decker bus. I don't know. Have you ever fallen asleep on public transportation? I know you don't really take public transportation, but.
I fell asleep on a bus. No, not a bus, a train.
Some people are able to, for some reason, fall asleep easier on a moving vehicle just because of all the, like, you know, it drives slower than it would if you were in your own car. And, like, the nice slow turns, like, kind of lull people to sleep. I mean, I've fallen asleep on BART before and missed my stop, but it's something I try not to do. Like, it's not like I'm trying to fall asleep on BART.
But, it's very dangerous.
So I can see the draw in this. I definitely myself don't have any trouble sleeping, so it's not something I would do, but it's kind of cool that they're offering this for people who do need a better night's sleep. Having to wear masks and whatnot. You think you could sleep for a long period of time with a mask on?
No, I think I might choke myself.
How the hell are you going to choke yourself?
I'm not the smartest when I'm asleep.
Tickets cost between $13 to $51 per person, depending on whether they choose seats on the upper or lower deck. Do you think it's the upper deck that costs more?
If it's nighttime, I feel like you get the sky view.
But that's such a big difference in cost just for where you're sitting. Or I mean, I guess it's kind of like first class versus economy, but I wouldn't consider upper deck first class.
Well, you don't know what they have. I used to religiously sleep with one, but then I'd wake up because it would come off.
Don't you keep your room dark enough that you don't need an eye mask?
It's not about the darkness, it's about the pressure. Because, like, when I feel pressure on my eyes, then I know, like, I can't open it.
What about the earplug situation? Have you ever slept with earplugs?
No, I'm scared it's going to get lost.
I don't think I could sleep with something inside of my ear.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it got lost. Or just, I feel like it's going to move.
I don't feel it would move, but it's just the... Because I don't like having anything in my ear. Like, I don't even like earbuds or whatever. Let's say you were to go on this sleeping bus tour. Would you bring anything with you in order to help you get a better night's sleep?
My own blanket. I would bring headphones. I would bring my own mask.
I'm pretty sure you have to. I don't think they provide masks.
They're goodie bag.
Oh, you were talking about the eye mask.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about regular face mask.
I think I would bring a fan. I would have fingers.
Oh, damn. You named like two things that most passengers come prepared with. So they come with their own blankets, slippers, and travel pillows. I don't know if I would want to change out my shoes to slippers. Like, if anything, I would just take my shoes off, but I wouldn't want to bring slippers.
Because, like, when I take off my shoes places, I'm talking about the train, when I was on the train, because we were going from Santa Barbara to back to Oakland, so we could get comfortable. And I took off my shoes. It just felt weird. Like, the socks wasn't enough. I need to feel secure. Or if I was wearing my Crocs, if I was wearing Crocs at that time, I would be fine with that. That's acceptable.
I think just headphones. I don't really need any. Maybe a blanket if it's cold. But other than that, I don't really need much.
Dang, so they're just driving around town.
Yeah.
To sleep.
Dude, that kind of sucks for the bus driver, though. Just driving around for 5 hours. And then... You
know, they take turns.
Who's they? You think he makes a stop and has someone change out?
Yeah, that's what bus driver.
I feel like if you make a stop, some people will wake up, though. So it kind of defeats the purpose instead of getting continuous sleep.
Well, you're not fully stopping to get someone in. You're just stopping to switch places.
And like after, at a stoplight, like switch over real quick.
Double tap. Let's go.
And what's the other bus driver doing during this trip? He's like taking a nap like all the other passengers?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. Would you be able to drive 5 hours in silence while others are sleeping?
I wouldn't want to drive five hours in general.
I've done that.
Yeah, because you're used to it. You don't mind it. I mind it very much so. So while we're on the topic of public transportation, another form is riding on an airplane. something happened on this flight from New York to Atlanta that no one really expected to see on their journey to Atlanta. So apparently a woman snuck a cat onto the flight and began breastfeeding the cat. Passenger in 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in its carrier when flight attendant requested. So you can bring a pet on the flight? I thought you got to put them in the cargo.
They have to be small enough to fit under the seat.
Oh.
There was just
I'm surprised no one has a video of this.
Would you want to watch a video of that?
Well, I mean, just to know that this actually happened, because it just sounds so weird to actually happen. And, you know, with everyone filming everything these days, you would think that there would be footage of this.
Put it on the news. Let's not lie.
Oh.
Too long. I'm drunk already. This is the first time I drank in a week.
Look like a week. Another is a long time. All right, back to this woman breastfeeding. What's the first thing you're going to do if you see this happening in real time?
Turn around, pretend I didn't see it.
What if you're in her aisle?
Turn my head around. To each their own. I mean, if she feels comfort from it, I guess go ahead.
But isn't that considered animal abuse?
Would it?
Pretty sure, because you're doing something to an animal that you're not supposed to be doing.
If it's a kid, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Humans are not supposed to breastfeed an animal. That's like, true. Regardless of if she's done it before or not, I assume that is considered animal abuse. I mean, I feel like she's done it before. If she's has no shame doing it in public, there has to be no doubt that she's done it in private before.
I don't know. What would you do if you saw them? Her.
I'll say, miss, can you refrain from what you're doing right now?
You can't even figure out what she's doing. Refrain from.
I'd be in shock, like, what's going on here, dude? Okay, so from one animal to another, I don't know, it's not really a sea animal. Dude, none of my links are working at all. What is going on?
It's not showing the first part.
What do you mean?
It's not, look, go back to the
dots. See, and then when I do this, it says this. Do I proceed anyway?
Sure.
Proceed anyway. Oh, there we go. A sea animal. So from one land animal to a sea animal. And you know, in cartoons, they show cats eating fishes all the time, catching it straight out the water. China is on the verge of something that's never been done before. They're doing something that's helping the economy, and doing something that is super eco-friendly. So they found a way to make plastic. They have combined with vegetable oil. And their secret ingredient, salmon sperm, have created an eco-friendly plastic. So once this gel is formed, they're able to mold it into different shapes and freeze dry them to remove the moisture, which makes it solidify. They've even already created a cup, puzzle pieces, and a DNA molecule from this eco-friendly plastic.
Some are made out of plastic.
Are they? I've never seen one.
They have 3D puzzles. That's plastic.
Can you tell me what in their head were making them think, hey man, how about we try this salmon sperm to make plastic? Like, why were you even experimenting with salmon sperm in the first place?
People try to do different things every time.
And what makes salmon sperm different than other types of sperm? You think they're going to be able to branch out and use other species of sperm? This new type of plastic produces 97% fewer carbon emissions than polystyrene. Would you be hesitant to use a product made out of this new plastic?
No.
they made a cup for you, would you use it?
No.
See? You just said you wouldn't be hesitant.
I feel like if it's clean, I mean, obviously.
Obviously it's clean. Why would they give you a dirty one?
If I don't know how it's made, then I would be fine. Don't tell me what it's made out of. It's like when you eat stuff. Don't show me the chicken. I'm gonna be sad. I'm gonna still eat the chicken.
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
Because when they grab chicken, this is the chicken that you're going to eat, and they cook it. You would use it, even with knowing?
If someone gave it to me, probably. I wouldn't mind. It's not something I would go out of my way to buy myself, because it's not like I have a preference in what kind of cups I use, as long as I'm able to drink out of it. Restaurant workers are getting a little fed up when customers try to help by stacking sauce cups, because it just makes the other end of the sauce cup dirty, so that's more washing. Do you do this? When you, at the end of your meal at a restaurant, do you try to stack things together in order to make it, quote, easier for the server?
I stack my plates together, like same sizes.
What about this? Sauce cups. I don't think I've ever had a meal where I had multiple sauce cups. I can't remember a time where I've done this. I don't think I'm guilty of this pet peeve that these restaurant workers have. I would like to think that if I was in this situation, I would not do this, because I would probably put two and two together and be like, wait a second. If I stack these sauce cups aren't empty, they'll probably end up getting dirtier than they actually are to begin with.
I mean, yeah, I thought it was going to get dirty, but you know how when you put water, you have a bowl and you put another, the bowl is filled with water, and you put another bowl on top, the water vacuums it in, so it seals it, and it gets hard to separate.
That's why whenever, like, if I'm out eating something in a bowl, like soup or whatever, I'll pour the broth from one bowl to the other before I stack it. Bam.
That's true.
Didn't think about that, did you?
I don't stack my soup bowls. But that's what I thought of when I saw this. Because it looked like it would be hard to stack in. Like, hold. Okay. I don't get flux anymore.
So when people do this, try to stack all their stuff, you know, they feel like they're giving a helping hand. Or a helping arm, if you may.
Oh my.
So this man in Italy used a fake silicone arm in order to try to get a vax card. So I was kind of confused by this, because all right, was he missing an arm and used a fake arm? Or did he have like a wraparound fake silicone arm to put over his real arm? But before we continue, did I hear the buzzer?
Yes, you did.
All right. Cheers.
Another one.
Dude, it just surprises me the things that people will try to do in order to not get vaccinated. Like, all right. So the nurse who was administering the vaccination is named Philippa Bua. She was administering the vaccine in Biella, Piedmont, where she noticed something odd about the arm. The quote, the color of the skin was anomalous, much lighter compared to the hands or the face of the patient. After inspecting the area, she realized that the arm was fake, made of silicone. I first felt sorry for the man, thinking that he had a prosthesis, and wondering if I had somehow forced him to give me the wrong arm. But then he admitted he was wearing the fake arm on purpose to avoid getting the vaccine. At the very beginning, I was surprised. Then I was angry. I felt professionally offended. He showed no respect for our intelligence and our profession. I would never expect such a thing in my life. Right. Yeah, see, they don't really tell you if it was a fake arm, like in replacement of like a real arm, or just something he put over his actual arm.
What if he did that thing where he like connects it to his shoulder and he just has his arm inside?
So you're telling me his arm is inside here and then he has a fake arm coming out. Like inside his, that's pretty easy to spot though.
It's inside his like this. Like his fake arm is there. And then his other arm is just like he wrapped up his other arm.
Well then yeah, I mean can't you tell if someone's arm is inside of their shirt?
What if he's wearing a bulky sweater? I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt of getting past through this, okay?
Well, this guy's an idiot, all right? You know what I don't understand, though? So, you know, when you're getting on a flight, most places require you to provide a negative test within the last 72 hours, as if you can't get it within the next 48.
I want to say because it takes 3 days for the symptoms to show.
I know, but even though it takes 3 days for it to show, you could already have it and then pass it on to someone while on this flight. Damn.
You know, I had a Midori sour. That just tastes like candy.
Obviously, Midori is sweet to begin with, and then if you add the sour, that's even sweeter.
And then I finally tried Adios.
Was this your dinner you went with your coworkers?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Lucky 13.
That was Lucky 13. Oh, is that the one in Alameda?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a bar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went after dinner?
No, we just went there and then we went to go get drinks and then we went next door to go get food. Cause then they had the buzzers. So we just go back and then they let us bring the food in.
What's over there?
It was just pizza, regular stuff. We should have went to, because Cholita Linda's was like a block over.
I haven't even been to the one in Alameda. Is it bigger than the one in Oakland?
It looks bigger. I haven't been there either.
Well, you could have went there or Monkey King.
But if I was, because I didn't stay that long, I stayed for like 2 hours and then I had to drop off my other coworkers to their cars.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to stay there, drink some more, I would have went upstairs and gotten another tattoo.
Is their tattoo parlor highly rated?
I don't think so. Isn't there a dude that was on a show?
Yeah, he was in Sons of Anarchy. All right. Welcome to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Another one.
All right. So speaking of arms, that is definitely something you need if you want to go strawberry picking. And when we go strawberry picking, where do we go? We go to a place like this woman called Walmart. So this is the latest Karen, Walmart Karen. So apparently, you know, at the grocery store, strawberries come in little packs, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this woman was caught picking the best strawberries from each pack to make an ultimate pack. So she was just, you know, grabbing all the different strawberries, touching them all, and just trying to find the most, I don't know what she was looking for in her strawberries, if she wants the firm ones or if she wants the ones that are fully ripe. I don't know why you would think this is okay to just touch all the produce and try to take all the best ones. Would you confront this woman?
Nope.
What if you were going to buy strawberries?
I'm not going there.
What do you mean you're not going there?
I'm not going there. I'm going to go somewhere else.
So if you saw her doing this and like you were about to go grab your strawberries and you saw her doing this, you would just say, never mind, I'll go get it somewhere else.
If I'm angry and I really wanted strawberries, I would be like, why are you doing that? But if I'm feeling scared, then I'm going to walk away. I would be disgusted. Sometimes the good strawberries are disgusting.
What do you mean?
You know how a strawberry looks so good and then you bite it, it either has no flavor or it's sour?
No. All right, so the comments, most of them were criticizing her. One person said, these strawberries have been unwashed and transported on the back of a truck. Is it really her hands that are making it dirty? Good point. Yes, no.
That's a good point.
But on like in response to that, someone said, please tell me you wash all your fruits and veggies before you eat them. Oh, if you get fruits or vegetables that are pre-washed, do you still wash them?
Sometimes no.
The only thing that I can, at the top of my head, think of that I would buy pre-washed is like mushrooms. But I feel like I still wash them anyways.
I don't like how they feel when they're not washed.
What, dry?
Yeah.
They're always dry.
They feel weird. What do you think is more sensitive, bananas or strawberries?
Depends. Which are they both ripe or they're both unripe?
I'd say they're both ripe.
They're both ripe.
I say strawberries.
Yeah, because strawberries don't have the protection that a banana does.
Their protection is stupid.
A banana?
Yes, because you could just do a little flick and it get bruised inside.
If you have a like nasty banana that's on the verge of going bad.
No, it was a strong banana.
If it's a strong banana, it's not going to bruise.
It did. I put it in my bag and I flicked it. And then when I got to work, I opened it. It was bruised.
What fruit do you think is the worst tasting when it's not fully ripe? I think bananas are up there.
Sometimes I like how it tastes.
And they're freaking like really like bitter. Like firm. It's hard. And it's not sweet. Like, get out of here, dude.
I like it. Is it grapes? No, it's not grapes.
Grapes? When are grapes not ripe? I feel like grapes are always ripe.
Oranges? Can oranges be not ripe?
Yeah. When they're still like kind of firm and they don't have as much juice. I never understood how some people eat grapefruit for breakfast. Like, what the hell is that?
Cut it in half.
What's wrong with you people? Do you have a real breakfast item?
I'd be so confused how they cut it in half and just use that as a bowl. Because, like, grapefruit is an orange. Like, it's like an orange. So how could you pick it up with a spoon easily?
Maybe they pre...
No, they don't.
You don't watch. You've seen it in action?
Yes.
Okay, then I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's keep this fruit talk going. This one, mm-hmm. Our one and only Am I the Asshole topic of this episode. So this woman, she has multiple fruit trees and multiple fruit trees in her backyard. Is it backyard? Yes. Doesn't say. Does it? It doesn't say. It just says she has a bunch that she allows neighbors to take from. It doesn't say where the trees are located. Maybe they're in the front? I don't know. No, they have to be in the back, right? She has to... Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So one particular plant or tree that people have taken to is her avocado tree. So she had a neighbor. Okay. Cheers to avocados.
Another one.
One of her neighbors always gets a bunch of avocados because she runs a catering business. And at the same time, she also resells them to a local restaurant. The person she's taking these avocados from does not know that. So one day, one of the employees from that restaurant discovered where she was getting her avocados from and decided, you know what? I'm just going to go to this neighbor and ask him if I can have avocados. That way, I don't have to buy them from the neighbor anymore.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
I got confused with that.
So the next day, the neighbor who has been running this little side hustle banged on their door demanding to know what happened to quote their avocados as if they're rightfully hers. And she told them what happened and she knew exactly who took them. She knew that it was the restaurant. So she got really upset about it. Does this neighbor have the right to be upset that she gave away these avocados?
No.
If the supplier of the avocado tree knew about her little side business, and gave away the avocados, would that make her wrong?
No.
So if you were this person who owns the avocado...
I was going to say, who am I?
Okay, you're the person who owns the tree.
Uh-huh.
You said you wouldn't feel bad, right?
No.
Would you be upset that they've been making money off of your own product and not giving you a portion of the profit?
Not in that sense. It's more like I'm giving it, like, I'm already giving it out for the goodness of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you taking my kindness and trying to make a profit out of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would be thinking. Not really of like, oh, how are you making a profit and why am I not getting a cut? It's just like, I'm doing this good thing for you to help your business, yet you go and take my things and try to profit more than that. Because the lady, she was taking the avocados not just to make a side hustle for the restaurant, but she was also having a catering business. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was, because I'm the owner of the tree, you know, I'm okay with giving it to her to help her business.
I feel like the neighbor is completely in the wrong for, yeah, as you said, because this person is just like, they're not accepting, they're not asking for any type of payment. They're just allowing her and other neighbors to just freely pick from all of her fruit trees, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'll be like, okay, like I've been giving you these avocados for free, like, and I haven't been asking for anything in return. You've been selling them, and then because I gave them away to someone that you normally sell to, you're gonna be angry at me when all, like, I don't know how long this has been going on, but for the longest time you've been getting them for free from me. So yeah. Why am I wrong for giving it to someone else? It's not like we had an agreement that you can have all these avocados and I'm not allowed to give it to anyone else. Once I hear this, I would be like, okay, from this point on, we can continue I'll continue to give you these avocados for free, but you got to give me a portion of what you're making from selling these.
He would say that?
Yeah, because like it was wrong of you in the first place for, well, I wouldn't say wrong that they've been selling them without letting her know, but
I wouldn't give it to them anymore.
At all?
No, you took my kindness for granted.
Would you continue to give it to the restaurant?
Maybe not.
I think either way, so if the neighbor says no, like, I'm not going to give you a portion of my profit, I'll be like, okay, you're lost. Next time the restaurant person comes, I'll be like, now that I know that you're using this at your restaurant, I'm going to have to sell it to you now. But I'll sell them to you for less than what that neighbor was selling it to you for.
But I'm just putting it in the perspective of this owner. I mean, this owner.
So you said you wouldn't give them to anyone anymore? Or I mean, versus those two people.
Yeah.
But you would continue to allow the other neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, I might give it to the restaurant, but like I expect some free food. Not really money. I wouldn't care for it. I mean, obviously, I don't care for the money if I'm just giving out baskets full, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But it's like, it comes to the point where I'm nice enough to give people this free produce. And if you're going to use that against me and like turn a profit, like, then why shouldn't I be able to make something out of it too? Do you like avocados in your burgers? I know you don't really eat burgers, but is there a draw for avocado in your burger?
No.
I never understood that either, because I feel like avocado, I mean, unless you're not really making it a guacamole, but kind of turning it into a spread, I feel like the avocado just slides out.
It does. Like
when you bite into it.
I know. I'd rather have it on the side, like my pickles. I'd rather have my pickles on the side.
I mean, if it's a spear, if it's a different shape, then no. It's only cool if it's a spear.
What's a spear?
Spear is like a fourth of a pickle. Like, it's like you cut it in half and then you cut that half into a half.
When they're long?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking of too.
All right.
But I would call them logs.
They're not logs. Tears. What?
Another one.
Because there's a Michigan burger restaurant who is being sued for looking way too similar to In-N-Out. So they got the whole, the red, white. When was the last time you went inside of In-N-Out?
It's been years.
Okay, but you can visualize what it looks like on the inside, right?
They don't change whatsoever. Yeah.
So the counter has the red and white lines. Mm-hmm. They have the white tiles. They have the red menu. They have the red tables and booths. So this place looks exactly like that, down to the little paper hats, as far as it's in the inside. But I looked up a picture of what it looks like on the outside. It looks nothing like In-N-Out.
Really?
This place is called Doll and Burgers in Jackson, Michigan. I feel, okay, if you're going to sue someone for looking similar to what another business looks like, wouldn't you feel like it would be more so on the outside, because that's what would draw people in to thinking, oh, this must be this business because it looks like that from the outside. It's not like you're going there when it looks different on the outside, and then once you get inside, then it looks like that spot.
In-N-Out's layout is very classic to, like, I don't know what year, the years.
The 50s.
50s? Oh, yeah. I was going like 80s.
No, because it has that diner style.
Yeah.
In the 50s. That's 50s, bro.
Okay. But you know, all of
80s is not known for diners. And then they have those, like, those old school cars and stuff. That's like 50s.
Well, excuse me.
You're excused.
Stupid. But you know, that's like very standard for diners now. I know, standard for most diners too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those, it always have like either red, white, and black. Well, In-N-Out doesn't have black, but you know what I mean. So In-N-Out can't really sue.
They can. I mean, they have grounds to sue, but I feel they don't really have much to stand on unless they copied them to the T, like
food-wise, like
the outside and the inside. Because, I mean, I feel like the only way for them to get confused by to being an In-N-Out is if the outside looks like it, and then people get confused thinking it is an In-N-Out, and that's when they would go inside. But if it looks nothing like In-N-Out on the outside, then it's not like they're tricking customers into thinking they're In-N-Out.
Why would they think it's an In-N-Out when it's in Michigan?
I don't know. It could be the
California
In-N-Out of that. Not everyone knows that In-N-Out is a West Coast business.
So they think In-N-Out is everywhere?
Well, I mean, think about it. Like Dunkin' Donuts, before they came over here,
uh-huh.
Once they expanded and brought it over here, you didn't think about, oh, like this can't be Dunkin' Donuts because they're only on the East Coast. People would just be excited that, oh, they finally expanded and they're over here now. So I always felt like, as far as fast food burgers go, that In-N-Out was like the top one. But the last few times I had In-N-Out, it didn't feel or taste like special to me. It was just, it's good. Like, I won't take that away from them. Like, it's a good burger. But it's not amazing. I feel like it used to be. Maybe, like, I feel it's because I go out of my way to go to
different places. Like,
yeah, non-franchises to find like a good burger spot, and I've had burgers I feel are a lot better than In-N-Out. So maybe that takes away from the allure of In-N-Out. But I don't know, it kind of sucks.
I don't know if it's because of my beef problem or if it's In-N-Out, but every time I've had it maybe, did I have it once this year or was it last year? Well, one of those years, and I can only eat half of it, and then I felt sick.
What? Half of it because you started to feel sick, or you could, or you got full?
Because I felt sick.
Okay.
But I don't know, because, you know, I told you when I eat beef, I already feel sick. So I don't know if it's because of the In-N-Out itself, or if it's because it's beef.
It's probably because your body's not used to it. You eat pork, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who eats pork that doesn't eat beef. Like, it's usually the other way around, like, as myself. That's so weird. Like, why would you choose pork over beef?
It's not me that chose it. It's my body. If my body told me I cannot handle beef.
No, but you used to eat beef, like, regularly, right?
Yeah, and then I started getting hives.
Oh, so you're allergic to beef?
Well, so I started because, you know, it's beef, avocados, and I had acrylics on. And
you had what?
I think fake nails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because I had all of those at the same time, like, you know, I had the acrylics and I was eating avocados, because, you know, work, that's when we started selling avocados. So I would eat that and beef, and then I started getting everywhere.
What does the fake nails have to do with anything?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
So I cut out avocados and I was still getting the hives. And then I cut out the beef and then I was still getting the hives. So I took off my acrylics because it's been a long time anyways. And that slowly went away, but I brought back avocados and I got slight hives.
Well, and then the beef, go get tested at your doctor to see if you're
actually... I told my doctor, she said no.
She said you're not allergic to it?
No, she said, no, I can't take it.
What do you mean you can't take it?
Take the test.
Why?
I don't know. I asked her. I was like, can I take an allergy test? She was like, oh, no, if you think you have it, then I think you should stay away from it. That's, I said, you're not really.
A lazy doctor, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to know what I'm allergic to.
You're like, yo, like, I think I need a new doctor if you're not even willing to give me an allergy test.
Yeah, because I told her my concerns. I was like, I stopped eating beef. That was when I stopped eating beef and pork. You know, I was only strictly chicken and fish. I was doing that for like a year. And then I slowly brought pork back into my life because pork belly is my favorite. But when I tried to put beef back into my life, that's when I started to get sick from it.
I don't know how many episodes ago, but you told me that In-N-Out, you could get whole grilled onions instead of the regular ones. So I tried that. I don't like their grilled onions, like whole. It doesn't, so I feel most grilled onions that you have, it's kind of, it's pretty moist, so it easily breaks apart. But I feel like In-N-Out's whole grilled onions is pretty dry, so it doesn't tear apart easily. So it kind of sucks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Dude, I ate a whole avocado a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my throat was so itchy.
What's wrong with you, dude? Why would you go like all the way in knowing that you have weird reactions to it?
Because it's like when people are lactose, they still drink the milk.
Yeah, but they don't drink like a whole glass of milk.
I know. That's why I made that mistake. So I had because I usually eat half an avocado for breakfast, and that's usually fine. But I had that half avocado, and then I cut avocado into my sandwich. So after I was done with lunch, I was like coughing a lot. My throat was itchy. I was like, "What the hell is going on?" And then my coworker was looking at me, and I was like, "Cause we were just talking about my allergies." And I was like, "Oh shit. I ate too much avocados today." and my throat was itchy, so I had to leave work. I mean, not leave work, but I had to leave the room to drink some warm water and get some Benadryl.
There used to be this breakfast spot that I used to go to in El Cerrito. Their all their omelets, they would top it with avocado. And it was freaking amazing. they closed down and they reopened in West Oakland, but I haven't visited that spot yet because I don't really go to West Oakland, but I mean, I would love to go there to get one of their omelets because their omelets are amazing. They did give you hella toast too. Like, because normally what, if you go to a breakfast spot, they'll give you like two toasts, right? Like, and then just cut it in half. I think at this spot, each order, you'll get like three or four whole pieces, like cut in half.
So you get six?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
dude! Like I was like, dude, how are you giving out all these avocados and all this bread and still making a profit? Because it wasn't even that expensive. It was like maybe 10 or 12 bucks for an order of omelets, and each like omelet, you get the avocado, you get all that toast. I think you got home fried potatoes, and then like three slices of cantaloupe.
You remember all of it.
Dude, it was hella good.
Dude, there's this person at work that reminds me of you because he could sing a majority of the like song lyrics and he can quote hella movies.
So he's a wannabe me.
He doesn't even know you.
He's Filipino too?
No, he's Mexican.
Oh.
But I was like, you remind me of
my Why is he friend. Singing songs in the first place?
Well, we don't sit next to each other anymore, but when we used to sit next to each other, we would talk a lot, and then we would be a radio. Well, we would make him be a radio. So we'll say like random artists and their like their title.
So avocados are popular in the state of California. Like whenever you get like fries or like a burrito and they call it California style, it always involves not fries, but a burrito. It includes fries and avocado inside, right?
I never understood the fries part.
Okay, you're a doofus then. But
excuse me.
So speaking of California, one popular city, one that's really close to where we're from, is San Francisco. Really? And San Francisco, they used to be number one in this particular category, but this year they were bumped off from the top spot. And what city took that throne? I believe it was Denver. Denver, Colorado took the number one spot and dropped San Francisco to number two. But on the good news, this is a category that you don't want to be number one in.
No, this category
is the number one worst city for package theft. And San Francisco was number one for 3 years straight. Have you ever had a package stolen?
I don't know if it was stolen or if I'm stupid, but it never arrived.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Wait. Did you ever get that massage gun?
I never got it. Oh,
me
yeah.
Me neither, dude. I got something else from that. I got something else. I don't remember. I got something because I got a package that I never ordered. So I'm assuming it got mixed up, but it was, I don't remember what it was, but it definitely wasn't that massage gun.
Dude, it never came. So it said it was going to arrive. And then I looked at the thing and it was like, oh, it's lost. I was like, okay.
Oh, you know why I think it got mixed up? Because it said it was delivered. But it never was. But I got something else.
Sell your stuff. No, I was looking and I was like, where is it? And then it said like it was lost, so you can either return it. I mean, you could either get a refund or get it reshipped or something. Obviously,
so
I had a refund because, you know, I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
I think I clicked reship. I forgot, but it still never came. So I was like,
told me.
Shut up. I really needed it though. My chiropractor, he be judging me now.
Just, I don't know if I ever told you, but wait, have you ever had a package say it was delivered but it wasn't?
Yes.
And what did you do? Did you get a refund or you had it reshipped?
I think I had it reshipped.
If you received a package that wasn't supposed to be sent to you from Amazon, would you keep it? Knowing that their policy is they'd have to give you that person a refund or reship a new product.
So if I got a package that was someone else's, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I would keep it.
Same here. So the microphone I used to record, that wasn't meant for me. That was supposed to be my neighbor's. I think he lives like two houses down.
Horrible.
So knowing that he could just say, oh, I never received it, and they would send him a new one or refund him, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep this. I want a cool microphone to record for the pod. So here we are.
Someone kept sending something to us. It was our address, but it was their name.
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, what was it?
I forgot. But we just kept getting the same person's name. We're like, what the hell? But whatever.
It was from Amazon?
Yeah. I think it was from Amazon, yeah.
But it was someone you don't know?
Yeah, it was just our address.
But you ended up keeping it then?
Yeah, but my mom did something with it.
See, like, the thing with stealing a package is you don't even know what's inside.
Yeah. What if it's medicine?
But if you're buying your medicine from Amazon, I don't think it's like a serious medication. Because if it's like something that you need, like,
Amazon has a prescription thingy, don't they?
They don't have prescription. You can't get a prescribed drug through Amazon. You'd have to get it through your doctor, idiot. Cheers.
Another one.
I was going to end with this topic, but there's not much content behind it. Like, they don't really explain, like, why this employee got upset. Well, I'll just say it anyways. All right. So, I mean, I feel like with us working in the food and service industry prior to what we're doing now, we can kind of relate to this. So this took place at a Dunkin'. It still feels weird to me calling it just straight up Dunkin' instead of Dunkin' Donuts.
I was going
to
say that too.
But apparently he got upset at a customer, and the only in the video, the cashier is heard yelling to the customer, "You want your money?" And then he hands him the money. The customer rips it out of his hand and just drives away. And then the cashier yells out, pull up to the fucking front. So yeah, so we don't really know why he got angry or why the customer didn't or was kind of like hesitant to get his money or whatever. But yeah, I feel like, you know, there's always those moments when you're dealing with customers where, you know, you're ready to throw down.
I remember matching the energy of a customer before.
Because, you know, like, when I'm at work, I like to always, like, I tease a bunch of people, right?
You do. Mm-hmm.
So, same thing goes here. I tease him all the time. And then he's like, you know what? These hands work. I hope you know that. And then like I'll always reply to him saying, okay, like you keep saying your hands work, but I didn't see them work, like they must be out of service or something. Or like I'll tell him, yeah, your hands work but my feet work. So it's like
you're gonna get whacked one day.
Dude, he's a lot younger than me. He's younger than you.
Oh, because the dude was matching energy.
Just because like all these different food businesses are struggling with staffing issues, and they're bringing more to light that a lot of customers are really rude. Like, I don't know why it took a pandemic for people to realize how rough it is to work in the service industry. You know what I mean? Because it like even before that, it's always been rough. Like customers have always been rude. Like they don't account how much work these people are putting in. Okay, cheers. Last drink of the night, I believe.
Another one.
I don't understand people who feel the need to treat people in the service industry poorly when they're the ones who are providing you with this service. Like, even if they are a bit rude, like, just let it slide or whatever. Like, you don't need to outdo them. And
you should never be rude to the person that's making your food. It's like, you don't know. I mean, we've never done anything to taint the food, but I'm saying, like, other people, you don't know what they could have done.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode number 74.
Thank you.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, repost, retweet, share. Is that everything? I think so.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Don't forget to follow us on socials, IGDamn.podcast, Twitter, some_damn_pod. And yeah. Hey guys. We'll end it here. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen. Always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe. Oh my gosh, this soundboard is not working. Son of a bitch, I gotta add it later. All right, see ya. Okay. Peace.
Bye.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, all thanks to you.